Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek with Food for Thought on FM 90 on this Friday afternoon. And today we're going to hear about a remarkable little restaurant called The Fence Post. And I want to welcome Kathy Fenceroy to the studios of FM 90. Hi there, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good. And we should let our listeners know we connected about a week ago. We were both getting pedicures. And got to talking about the Fence Post restaurant, and I thought it would be really fun to have you as our guest for Food for Thought today. So let's start with, you've not always been in the restaurant business. What have you been doing before you got into the restaurant business?
I do daycare. I've been doing it about 33 years here in Sioux City, and I basically am now supporting my husband in his venture of the restaurant.
And the restaurant is called The Fence Post. Tell us where it is by location.
The Fence Post is on Interstate 29 at exit 95 on the west side of the interstate. It is at the entrance to Woodland Campground.
And this is, there's not a lot of activity or restaurants or things going on in this area. It's I don't want to say it's desolate, but it is kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. Basically, your closest restaurants would be Onawa or Missouri Valley. So we're kind of in the middle. And basically, most of our customers come from the campground and some from the interstate and the little towns around.
And you mentioned you're seasonal. Now, is that because you're next to the campground?
Yes. Campgrounds open April 15th to October 15th. And it's a campground where people own their lots. So there's a lot of people there full-time in the summer.
And this is where people go fishing.
Yes. We're at the entrance to where the Little Sioux runs into the Missouri. And there's new boat docks down there, so we get a lot of fishermen.
So this means on the other side of the restaurant, you are selling, what, ice and worms and fishing gear?
Yes, we sell a lot of worms. We have chicken livers. We have ice. We have some fishing poles, Sonny's catfish bait, weights, just a variety of things for fishermen in addition to a little grocery store.
Well, I'm intrigued by this, the selling of the worms. Do you want to tell us how that works? Where do you get worms? You order them and then you have to stock them in your refrigerator, right?
Yes, we have a specific little refrigerator just for worms. And the company Farner Bakken brings them in. They're in little styrofoam containers. There's 18 night crawlers in a package.
And these are the big worms, right?
Very big.
And the catfish are naturally drawn to them because they wiggle.
That's what it says, that they wiggle, and catfish like worms and the chicken livers and the smelly bait.
Okay, so that's why they like chicken livers, because they're kind of stinky and...
Yes.
And that's what catfish are attracted to.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the other side of your business, and that's the restaurant. And you brought a menu with you, and I'm tickled by this. The Fence Post. Some of the menu offerings include the Fence Post, On the Border, the Loose Fence, Fenced Biscuits and Eggs, the Picket Fence, Fenced Biscuits and Gravy. And then this other menu I'm looking at, Fenced in Cauliflower, Cheese Balls on the Fence, and Onion Holes in the Fence, and the Fenced Garden. This is really fun. Who came up with these ideas?
My brother-in-law, who does, what would you call that, menus, or he came up with it and made the menus up for us. We gave him everything, and he came up with those different names and the idea for it.
You do your own ribs, potato salad, and beans.
Yes, we smoke our own baby back ribs. We make homemade potato salad. We do baked beans. We also have fries, variety. We do our own hamburgers. We don't bring in pressed, ready-made hamburgers. We have a really good pork tenderloin. We also do a pizza on the weekend, and we do roasted chicken.
What is, for people who don't know, explain what's different about roasting a chicken?
The broasted chicken is specifically come, you use their breading and you put it in a big broaster and you seal it up and you fry it sealed inside. And the chicken is really good. We do a Sunday morning breakfast buffet from 8 to noon, and we basically have everything on it, including fruit, cinnamon rolls, and biscuits and gravy, basically everything you would want in a breakfast.
And you mentioned your potato salad recipe.
Yes, my mother taught me how to make this potato salad, and I get a lot of people in there, and they all say it tastes like their mother's, and I'm like, well, that's because my mom taught me how to make it.
You are on Facebook.
Yes, mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page, The Fence Post.
And tell us a little bit again, how do you get there? What is your seasonal times that you're open, and then hours and days?
You get there by taking Interstate 29 South, and it's exit 95, and we're on the west side of the interstate. We're open April 15th to October 15th, and we are open Thursday through Monday. We are closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. Our hours are 8 to 6, except Friday and Saturday, we are open 8 to 8.
And I love the front of your menu. It says, The Fence Post, General Store and Restaurant, a place where you just feel at home.
We have a very nice, comfortable restaurant. We have big log booths, and it's just a comfortable place to be. We have coffee. People come in just to sit around and drink coffee. We get church groups sometimes from the small towns, and people are welcome to come in and sit if they want to play cards, or we got a few ladies that hold a Bible study. Whatever they want to do, we try to make them feel at home.
Well, I can see I'm going to need to make a little road trip down to Little Sioux, Kathy, and visit you at the Fence Post. And thank you very much for coming in today, and good luck with your venture, and have a great summer.
Thank you. We'll enjoy seeing you.
We've been speaking with Kathy Fenceroy, who is with the Fence Post in Little Sioux, Iowa. Our guest on Food for Thought today, I'm Gretchen Gondek. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great weekend.